clarifying some things around frequency dissonance. Hello. Thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. I am Marie. Welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. I am writing this on the morning of February 5, 2025. Today I feel the need to clarify another concept that I noticed people have not understood yet, and if not properly explained may continue to cause problems. First of all, and as I said with telepathy, I do not know or remember what my predecessors said about this in the past, so please know that I can only be responsible for what I say, and if it conflicts with the information of others, well, so be it, that is not my fault. Everything I tell you here comes from direct research or empirical experience, and I do my best to be as accurate as possible. I do not know what intentions or what ideas my predecessors had at the time they may have explained these subjects or any other ones, and I do not know if they were misinformed, in any case. The next subject I'd like to clarify is frequency dissonance. Everything that exists is perception, everything that exists is consciousness and the mind that results from it. For two or more things, or people, to coincide with an event or a situation, there must be a frequency match, which means that their existential vibration must be compatible with experiencing one or another situation, including experiencing communication with another being with a soul, because they must be like-minded to be able to perceive more or less the same existential realm, and therefore one another. Thoughts are vibrations, and thoughts will define the ones of each person, therefore what a person thinks and how he or she perceives reality will determine the reality, the existential realm he or she will experience. All the illusory external world is the result of the perception of the subject, which in turn is the result of its level of consciousness awareness. All this means that there must always be a frequency vibration match for two or more things or people to coincide with a place or situation, including a possible communication with another being with a soul. This means that two or more beings with very different thought vibration frequency patterns will not coincide among their existential realms, and therefore will not experience the same reality as such. So up to now, this sounds very nice, because it means that evil will stick to evil things, and good nice beautiful ones will stick to theirs, but although this is mostly so, and in theory, we all know that bad things happen to good people. This is not so much because this frequency match theory has holes in it, rather the problem is in the subjects themselves, the people, the souls, because we as such are not black and white, as we are complicated beings with good things and bad things in us, even though this is also highly arbitrary as good and evil are always relative to whom is classifying them. This means that although we strive to be good and attract only nice things, our frequency vibrations fluctuate with our thoughts, making each one of us vulnerable to bad things, as we may inadvertently become a frequency match to negative situations. All of us in the so-called world of the living are complicated beings with complicated thought patterns that make our vibration fluctuate depending on what we are focusing on. This is also accentuated because we are experiencing life inside a complex biological body that looks as if it were designed to level the perception frequency and capacity of souls, who in other lighter existential realms would not coincide as their vibrations would be very different. Thus allowing very different souls with very different frequency vibrations to experience what it is like to live together in the same existential realm, which is the material world or the world of the living. But such a realm is highly characterized by being a very difficult place to live in, therefore evil things seem to be easier to manifest than nice ones, especially when fear is such a powerful focusing mechanism, but for bad things, as it taps into the most primordial biological survival instincts. So, very positive souls who once dwelled in higher, lighter, more positive existential realms have it very difficult to exist in the world of the living, as the easily manifested bad things come so much easier than the positive ones they seek and need so badly. This means that only the strongest positive, higher realm souls dare to incarnate in lower vibration places such as Earth, but not only, and it is said that they incarnate almost as a dare to prove to themselves their awareness, emotional control, and manifestation powers, as they know that ultimately, lower existential realms are only an illusion, and they can manifest whatever they want despite the strong challenges they must face there. This is where frequency dissonance comes in, because those challenges souls face are precisely that. Frequency dissonance is when a soul with a certain vibration is faced with a lower one, and as all dominant frequencies tend to want to make every other one more of itself, the high vibration soul experiencing frequency dissonance will feel as if it is being destroyed, as it is being forced to lower its vibration to something it is not. This is why high frequency and vibration people feel so uncomfortable when faced with low vibration places, people, and situations. For example, a high vibration starseed will feel very uncomfortable when inside a government building or a bank, but will feel perfectly at home in a beautiful sandy beach or a green forest. On the other hand, low vibration people will often feel very well, elevated and invigorated when placed in a high vibration environment, although there is also a limit to this, because if the dominant frequency of such an environment is high enough, it will become toxic for the low vibration person. Frequency dissonance is also when there is a simple mismatch, when they are different, and not necessarily because one is of a higher vibration than another, although there will always be something to that as well. An example of this is when a person is invited into the house of his or her boss, and although nothing bad is really happening, that uncomfortable feeling the person is experiencing while waiting alone, sitting in a strange living room, is frequency dissonance as well. But coming back to larger differences in frequency, there are several misconceptions around frequency dissonance. For example, it is commonly thought that bad people cannot go to a high vibration place such as a Tejetan planet, like Era or Tema. As I explained in my video, Why No One Can Escape the Matrix, each soul will take its belief systems with it wherever it goes and therefore will take the matrix it belongs to with it as well. Evil people can go to positive places and planets, and make a mess there, exploiting the goodwill and the naivety of its positive inhabitants. Why they became a vibrational match to the presence of such an evil person among them is complicated, and rooted in the fluctuations of thought and vibration of all breathing people and creatures in the world of the living. Evil can and does exist outside Earth. What the Galactic Federation argues about containing it there is utter manipulative nonsense. Good and evil are relative to who is observing them, and their needs, wants and circumstances, and it is an intrinsic quality of living in existential realms characterized by having strong duality. Frequency dissonance can make a subject very sick if exposed to a lower vibration than its own, because it is forcing who they are down to who they are not. But it does not mean that frequency dissonance is some kind of impossible barrier that prevents beings from interacting with one another, just because their vibration is different, although, logically, each soul will tend to live and thrive in a vibration realm that is a match to theirs. And this many times means that people with very different vibrations will not coincide in their worlds and in their lives. I hope that what I said today helps clarify some misconceptions about frequency dissonance. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. It helps this channel grow a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation, your friend, Marie.